I appreciate the blessings of the Lord today. Appreciate everyone that is here. What would you say if today I told you, you can choose what's going to happen to you for the rest of your life? How your life is going to turn out? What would you say today? Well, we can't control the things that life brings our way, can we? But to a large degree, we have an impact on what is going to happen. In fact, in Deuteronomy 11 and 26, we read, "Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing if ye obey the commandment of the Lord your God, which I command you this day, and a curse if ye will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day, and to go after other gods which ye have not known." So really the choice is ours today. From today on, how will my life be? I can choose. I can choose if my life is going to be a life that's blessed, or if it's a life that brings cursing. So how do we choose that blessed life? I want my life to be blessed, don't you? So how do we choose a life that is blessed? Let's read the teachings of Jesus in Luke chapter 6 and verse 27. Luke 6 and 27, "I say unto you which hear, love your enemies. Do good to them which hate you. Bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you. And unto him that smiteth thee on one cheek, offer also the other. And him that taketh away thy cloak, forbid not to take thy coat also. Give to every man that asketh of thee. And of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. And as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. For if ye love them which love you, what thank have ye? For sinners also love those that love them. And if ye do good to them which do good to you, what thank have ye? For sinners also do even the same. And if ye lend them of whom ye hope to receive, what thank have ye? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love ye your enemies, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great. And ye shall be the children of the Highest, for he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Be therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom. And I want you to notice this last thing that Jesus says in this verse. For with the same measure that ye meet, with all it shall be measured to you again. So I ask you, how would you like the rest of your life to turn out? You get to choose to a great degree. You just be doing that to other people, and a lot of that is going to come right back to you. It will be meted to you, measured to you again. So, we have some things here that we should do. I want to write them on the board.
We are to love.
do unto others as we would have them do unto us. Give. Be merciful. Judge not. So, why should we do all these things? Because with the same measure that we meet to other people, that's going to be measured to us again. We have a choice here. There's a biblical principle behind this, and that's found in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 7. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 7. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. When we consider these things, the fact that the things that we do to other people, that our actions in life, it puts our daily conduct in a whole new light, doesn't it? It's not just what we can get away with, but it is that things are going to come back to us, whatever it is that we do. In our relationships with other people, it does put that in a whole new light. Think about Jacob. Jacob cheated Esau out of his birthright. And think about what happened to Jacob later in life. He sought his wife. He worked for 7 years. And his future father-in-law cheated him. He ended up losing another 7 years of labor. So whatever it is that we mete out to other people will be measured back to us again. If we think about that, that's going to impact our relationships with other people. Paul taught us about this in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 5. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, with singleness of heart, as unto Christ. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service as to the Lord and not to men. You notice that? We're doing service as to the Lord, not to men. Knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. So it's not what I can get away with. It is the Lord is looking down. And however I am dealing with my fellow man, the Lord's going to return that same thing back to me. It puts our relationships in a whole new light. With the same measure that ye meet, it shall be measured to you. It also impacts our deeds. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 13. 1 Corinthians 3 and 13. Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. Fire is going to try every man's work, every man's deeds. It's going to be proven. That impacts our thinking on how we fill out our tax forms, on how honest we are in our business dealings, every man's deeds are going to be tried by fire. They're going to be made manifest. It impacts our words as well. Luke chapter 12 and verse 1. Luke 12 and 1. In the meantime, when there were gathered together an innumerable multitude of people, insomuch they trode upon one upon another, he began to say unto his disciples, first of all, beware ye of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. Therefore, whatsoever ye have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light, and that which ye have spoken in the ears in closets shall be proclaimed upon the housetops. I want to tell you this just between you and me. This is going to impact the words that we say, right? The things that we think that person will never hear what I said about them. That's going to impact our decision making, our carefulness of word. Oh, wait a minute, when that person is talking about me in private, I hope they're talking in a kind way. I hope they're being fair with me. Now, maybe I deserve criticism, and I do. And it's all right to disagree with me. But I hope the way that they do it is kind, considerate. And I hope the way that I do for other people is the same. Because whatever I say in the closet apparently is going to be broadcast someday. Lord, help us to consider that the same measure that ye meet out to other people is going to be measured to you again. Back to Luke chapter 6 and verse 27. Luke chapter 6, verse 27. The teaching of Jesus. I say unto you which hear, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you. This is beyond human capability, really. It takes something divine. But we have to choose that we're willing to do so. Love your enemies, Jesus taught us. And I want to ask you, would you like to have some love in your life? I said, you can choose from this day forward how the rest of your life is going to be. How would you like that life to be a life brimming with love? Then love your enemies. Put some love in other people's lives. People who are not deserving. Go ahead and share some love with those people. And you know what's going to happen to you? The same measure that you meet to other people is going to be measured back to you again. You're going to start discovering there's love in my life. People are giving me love. Why? Because I followed the teachings of Jesus. Verse 28, bless them that curse you. Bless them that curse you. Well, what if I bless them and they don't bless me back? What if they still curse me? Bless them anyway. We want blessings in our lives, don't we? I want more blessings. I appreciate the blessings of God. In fact, the scripture says, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich. And he addeth no sorrow with it. I want that in my life, Lord. Then what do I need to do? I need to start blessing my enemies. Instead of just giving them a hard time, instead of seeking ways slyly to take revenge. Lord, help me to put blessings in their lives so that there will be a blessing in mine. Verse 29. And unto him that smiteth thee on one cheek, do what? Defend yourself. Stand up for your rights. Fight back. Make sure they don't get you. No, that's a carnal man's point of view. To him that smites you on one cheek, what are we supposed to do? Verse 29, offer also the other. Well, Lord, he might hit me on that cheek too. You know what people see when they see us suffering as Christians? You ever thought about that? We tend to focus on, I'm hurting. That was unfair, unjust. You should never have hit me. I have rights. But you know what people see when they see us suffer as Christians? They see Christ. They see the Lamb of God. The Lamb of God that did not revile again when he was reviled. That's who they see. They start to recognize there's something deeper to this person than a carnal person, than somebody that's going to rear up and fight back. This is a person like none other that I have ever seen. I think I'm seeing Christ, the Lamb of God, meek and lowly. Peter described Jesus in this way in 1 Peter 2 and 23. When he was reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. Now, look back on your life. Is there anything you could have done differently? I'll say there are sure things I could have done differently. Lord, help us. This is a high standard. When people revile us, that we revile not again. When they make us suffer, we don't threaten them with anything. Lord, help us. Because we want these things to be in our lives. We want lives that are blessed, that are overflowing with love, with joy, with all the things that the Lord will bless us with. Verse 23, give to every man that asketh of thee, and of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. Give to every man that asketh of thee. Have you ever come to the Heavenly Father and asked him to give you something? You hope he gives you something, right? The Heavenly Father is so willing to give to us when we are undeserving. So if he has that kind of heart, Lord, give us that kind of heart as well. That there's somebody in need, Lord, help me. Am I able to give? Am I able to do what I need to do to help that person? Lord, help me to have a giving heart. Let us turn to John chapter 16. Verse 23. John 16 and 23. In that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. What a heavenly Father. A giving Heavenly Father, and he wants us to be like him. Has anybody ever tried to outgive God? Can't do it. God will give to us in such abundance that we cannot even contain it. Luke chapter 14 and verse 12. Luke 14 and 12, Then said he also to him that bade him, when thou makest a dinner or a supper, call not thy friends, nor thy brethren, neither thy kinsmen, nor thy rich neighbors, lest they also bid thee again, and a recompense be made thee. But when thou makest a feast, call the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind, and thou shalt be blessed. Do you want a life that's blessed? Thou shalt be blessed, for they cannot recompense thee. See, that's what the Lord did for us. When we could not pay him back for all that he gave us, he gave anyway. That's the heart of the Heavenly Father. Thou shalt be blessed. Do we want blessings in our life from this day forward? Do we want our lives to be full and rich? Well, here's how we get there. Thou shalt be blessed, for they cannot recompense thee. For thou shalt be recompensed at the resurrection of the just. I want that very badly. Back to Luke chapter 6, verse 31. Luke 6 and 31, as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. This would sure solve a lot of the world's problems, wouldn't it? If we would simply do to men as we would have them do to us. When we're in conflict with other people, if we would do to them the way that we would have them do to us. In our business dealings, when we have the advantage over somebody else, when they are at our mercy, if we do to them the way that we would have them do to us. Sometimes not human nature, but the Lord can help us. Psalms chapter 18 and verse 25. Psalms 18 and 25, with the merciful thou wilt shew thyself merciful. And with an upright man wilt thou shew thyself upright. With the pure thou wilt shew thyself pure. And with the froward or crooked thou wilt shew thyself froward. So we get to choose how life turns out for us. Do we want mercy? You ever needed mercy? I have. I've needed it very badly. So, given the fact that God has been so merciful to me, I ought to be willing to show mercy to my fellow man. With the merciful, thou wilt shew thyself merciful. We're not just doing it for that person. We're doing it because God is seeing also. And because he's going to change his behavior toward us based on how we treat our fellow man. With an upright man, thou wilt shew thyself upright. You ever been treated unjustly? Felt like a court wasn't fair or somebody wasn't fair with you? God will deal with us uprightly if we will do so with other people. With the crooked, thou wilt shew thyself crooked. Luke 6 and 36, be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. A merciful or compassionate man easily forgets injuries, pardons them without being solicited, and does not permit repeated ingratitude to deter him from doing good, even to the unthankful and unholy. Micah 6 and 8, he eschewed thee, O man, what is good. And what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God? Not just to love mercy for ourselves, but to love mercy for other people. People that deserved punishment. We should love to see that mercy was shown. The Lord had mercy on them. Luke 6 and 37, judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Judge not. Who am I to be the judge of other people? I am so glad I'm not. There are people that I really wonder, did they make it or did they not, when we're talking about heaven? I'm so glad the responsibility of that judgment is not on me. And even while people are alive, if I can just give them the benefit of the doubt, if I can just encourage them, and that smoking flax he will not quench until he sends forth judgment into victory, if I can just somehow be of help, of an encouragement to somebody that's on the edge, judge not that ye be not judged. James chapter 4 and verse 11. James 4 and 11, speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judgeth his brother speaketh evil of the law and judgeth the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and destroy. Who art thou that judgest another? There's one that can save and destroy. I don't want to try to take that into my hands and be the one to destroy other people. I want my life to be blessed instead. And I want it to be a blessing to other people. Back to Luke chapter 6 and verse 37 again. The end of the verse. Forgive and ye shall be forgiven. Our ability to get to heaven depends on us being forgiven. So it's so important that we be able to forgive other people. I believe forgiveness is a mindset that we can train ourselves to have. It's an attitude of heart that we can adopt and that can improve over time to be able to forgive those that have done us wrong. Forgive and ye shall be forgiven. Do you want to be forgiven? I do. Then let us forgive our fellow man. Let us forgive those that we love the closest, those that we're in relationships with, and from time to time may hurt our feelings. Lord, help us to forgive those people. Matthew chapter 18 and verse 32 speaks of the servant that had been forgiven a great debt. Matthew 18 and 32, then his Lord, after he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou desiredst me. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth and delivered him to his tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not everyone his brother their trespasses. What is of greater value, to hold on to unforgiveness and lose the forgiveness from the Heavenly Father, or to let that thing go and to receive forgiveness for my eternal soul? Now think about it. Unforgiveness, is it something pleasant? Is it something that brightens your day? That you want plenty of that in your life? No, that's something that makes your day unpleasant. I want my life to be full of blessings. And I get to choose. I get to choose whether or not I have blessings or a curse. Unforgiveness brings a curse in my life that I don't want. So, Lord, help me to forgive all these very small things that other people have done to me and recognize you have forgiven me of so much. Now, Lord, it's my duty to forgive my fellow man. The song asks, should we be sowing briars and thistles? Where would the grain and flowers find room? If we are sowing hatred and malice, we cannot pluck affection's sweet bloom. Because with the same measure that ye meet to other people, that's going to be meted to you again. If we are meeting out to other people affection, love, forgiveness, good deeds, all of these things, the Lord is going to bring those back to us in abundance. The forgiveness that we get is so much greater than what we have to give to other people. I want you to picture a life today. Your life. Your life that's in your hands. I want you to picture your life from this day forward, where other people are giving you love, where other people are doing good to you, that are blessing you. A life where people are doing to you the way that you would have them do. A life where people give to you. that are merciful to you, that are not judging you unfairly. A life where people are forgiving you. Now, I'm not saying we can eliminate all the injustices of our lives from here on. I'm not saying that at all. But I will say that when we plant these seeds in our own hearts and lives, when we're scattering seeds of flowers throughout the path of life, when we're doing that, we are going to reap in abundance. There will be forgiveness shown us. There will be good deeds done to us. Our lives will be rich. They will be full. Yes, we're going to face trials, wrongs done to us, all of those things, but it's so much better than if we planted the other kinds of seeds. If we chose the curse instead of the blessing, our life will be so much better. Every one of us can choose this day. Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. The song says, gentleness, kindness, purity, trueness, yield a rich fruitage, never to cease. Sowing in meekness unto the Spirit bringeth eternal blessings and peace. Does that sound good to you? Sure sounds good to me. You know, this world can get tiring. I get tired of the troubles of life, the cares of life. I get tired of the wickedness that I hear about out in the world. I grow weary. This sure sounds good to me. Sowing in meekness unto the Spirit bringeth what? Eternal blessings and peace. You want it today? You can have it. It's yours. Just follow the teachings of Jesus Christ when he taught us to love our enemies, to forgive people, to give, to do those things, to be merciful, to love mercy. 1 Corinthians 2 and 9. The question is, how good could life be? We can look forward to the future and sometimes we can get discouraged. Sometimes we can think, wow, I don't know if I can handle it or not. A gloomy outlook. But the question is, how good could life be? 1 Corinthians 2 and 9, as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things that God hath prepared for him, for them that love him. Now, the scripture probably is talking about heaven, but I believe we can have some heaven right here on earth. I believe we can make choices that will bring such blessings into our lives, such joys, so much of the fruits of the Spirit, that we will reap things that we have sown that are so good that God will exceed our expectations. You believe that? Can God exceed our expectations for our future lives from this day forward? Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. It's up to us whether or not we take advantage of what the Lord has for us. It's my desire to give out to other people what I would have them give to me so that I can reap these great benefits. And because I care about other people, I don't want to treat them in a way that wouldn't be right. So may God bless us all today and may he inspire us that we'll get a vision of how good life really could be. If we just poured our heart out into giving to the Lord, into being what he would have us be, the Lord can bless our lives greatly. May God bless each one. Amen.